Okay, and not sure if you caught this, but recently it came out that VANOC is going to be providing around 100,000 free condoms for the athletes as well as the executives who are going to be in the athletes' village. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if maybe you could comment on that.
Well, what I've heard before is that at athletes' villages, they are definitely a center of potential infection. You've got a whole bunch of people very excited, new country, new place, coming together, and we've got to be doing as much as we can to ensure people are using best practices and being safe. And there's a huge range of people from all different cultural backgrounds in different places. So I know VANOC or the Olympics has done that before. It's actually a very small campaign this time in Beijing. They had quite a large campaign to both educate the population as well as the athletes. VANOC really dropped the ball on that, and so did the provincial government. They had committed to making a bigger deal, but they didn't this time, and that's unfortunate because it was a great way of reaching out to people who might not be connected through traditional means to healthcare information and prevention information, and by working with athletes, you can reach a whole another group of people to encourage them to use condoms and that kind of thing.
I also had the chance to ask David Swan what he thought about VANOC delivering 100,000 condoms to Olympic athletes.
The irony is right to me that Vancouver Coastal Health is putting energy behind providing safer sex messaging and free condoms to elite athletes from around the country, and at the same time sending out a message that BC is the best place on earth. At the same time, they've announced cuts to HIV/AIDS organizations across the Lower Mainland. The irony of that is outrageous. As you say, at Beijing and Salt Lake City, the focus of the host cities in HIV/AIDS was campaigns not only for international visitors, but for the local population. So it's interesting to me that BCH's response has been only within what they refer to as the Olympic family. As a result, a coalition of community-based organizations, broad-based, not just aid service organizations, but quite a few others, are pulling together a campaign called Safer Games, in which we'll be sending volunteers all across the city, going into bars, restaurants, venues, talking to tourists, talking to locals about harm reduction, safer sex, safer alcohol use, safer drug use.
And so I guess just one of my last questions for you is if people hear about what's happening and this is something that is shocking to them, is there anything that they could do to kind of help out what's going on?
Absolutely. We would really appreciate it. We've set up a website, www.cancelthecut.org. If people could go on the website, there's email letter that they can sign on to and send directly to the Premier. We've got about 400 letters to date. We're hoping for 1,000 by New Year's. And people can adjust the letter to their own preferences or just send it as it is, and it just says to the Premier, this is unacceptable. Our province used to be one of the leaders in HIV/AIDS. We had the first organization in the country. This province was the first government to actually fund the treatments. Shocking to me that 26 years down the road and on World AIDS Day, they would announce that they are cutting, hoping to repatriate services back into the government where they can't provide them as cheaply or as efficiently as we do. With 150 volunteers, we provide about $300,000 bonus added in terms of resources that the government simply can't. So it's just a letter to the Premier that if people could send in and tell them to reverse these cuts.
Right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
No, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.